All right. Well, as I told you, today is the day of Pentecost. Now, I'm not going to rehearse way back, but I must just a tad. If we go back to Exodus chapter 12, remember when God was getting ready with Moses to deliver the people of Israel and bring them out of bondage? He was going to bring them out of Egypt after all of those years of bondage. And so Moses said, paint the blood of a lamb over the doorpost. Okay, so it'd be like that doorpost. Just paint the blood over both sides and the top and the threshold, and you'll come out freely. But you got to have that blood. So they put the blood over their doorpost by faith that that death angel was not going to touch them. Well, they got out. You know the story. They came out exactly 50 days later. Moses was called to Mount Sinai, and Moses goes up to the mountain, and God spoke through a fire, and he began to give Moses the Ten Commandments. So now the people were going to have a law to live by. Okay, so let's go up a few thousand years, and let's come up. And that feast, by the way, was called Pentecost. Okay, so 50, Pentecost means 50. So when Jesus came to earth, he died on the cross. We didn't have a little four-legged lamb. We had a real two-legged lamb. Jesus himself was the sacrifice for our sins, for our healing. The atonement of the blood was upon him. And we have taken that blood, and we're going to take it into our bodies here in just a few minutes. But exactly 50 days after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, we call it Resurrection Sunday. We call it Easter. Exactly 50 days after the resurrection happened is when Pentecost happened and came into the upper room. I'll say this, Pentecost is not an organization. Though I grew up in the Pentecostal Church of God, and I thought Pentecost was an organization. They talk about being Pentecostal, so I thought it was an organization. But I found out later that Pentecost is a person. It's a person with an experience. And exactly 50 days after Jesus was resurrected, God sent a great guest from heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit into that upper room, and that's when the church was birthed. And that's when we went from law into grace. In those days, you know, you broke the law, you're doomed. I mean, you're going to be stoned to death or something's going to happen. But we came under grace, and we can get forgiveness. And he has forgiven us of our sins ever since that time. So the church was birthed. We came into a brand new era called the church. And thank God that we live on this side of the cross. Aren't you glad? I'm glad I live on this side of it. Well, when they got into the upper room, I'm going to have to get me a new earpiece. This thing drives me crazy. So when the day of Pentecost came, okay, the day of Pentecost, it happened exactly on the day that Jesus died. And the day of Pentecost, remember Jesus said when he was at the Pentecost feast, and he rose up and he said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. So they celebrated Pentecost every year, just like we do. And so while they were there talking about the Holy Spirit coming in, it happened on the day of Pentecost. You can read it in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one mind and one accord in the upper room. And then they heard the sound from heaven that came like a rushing mighty wind. And then there was a tongue, split tongues that sat on each one of their heads. It says, tongues as of fire. So they looked like burning tongues that sat on top of their head. Now, for them, that was the day of Pentecost. They called it the day of Pentecost. But you and I call it's Pentecost, but it's the day the church was birthed. We call it the church's birthday. When Joel stood up I begun to talk to the people after what just happened in that room. It was pretty amazing. He said, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel back in the Old Testament." See, they didn't have the New Testament yet. They didn't know what you and I know. But he said, "This is that Joel talked about." So let us get into it. Go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 1. Let me just start right here. Acts chapter 1. The subject is so full, you just kind of have to pull things out and hold it and seek the Lord and say, "Holy Spirit, you were there. You were there, so tell me what happened when you were in that wild room that day." But we can't tell that. Now, I wish you would have been here Wednesday night. We just talked about what was going on last week while they were waiting. Well, you had Mary and you had all the disciples and you had Mary's four boys, Jesus' half-brothers. You had them all in one room. That's where the disciples lived. So they were there. And with that, I said to them, Thomas was in the room and Peter was in the room. Peter denied Jesus and Thomas didn't believe him. And his brothers wasn't even at the cross with him when he died. And all the disciples took off. They didn't want to be there. They were afraid they might get crucified. So they all left. The only ones that were there was Mary and Mary Magdalene, Jesus' mother and the lady he cast all the demons out of, and John, the disciple that Jesus loved. You know, he said, "I'm the disciple that Jesus loved." And he looked at John and he said, "John, see your mother. Mother, see your son." And the Bible says after that, Mary lived with John. She lived in his home, and so he looked after her and took care of her. But Jesus, after he was resurrected, showed himself to them. He told them, he gave them a message. In fact, he commanded them. And he says, "Now, you disciples, when I'm gone," look at Acts 1 and where do I want to read there? 1, 4, and 5. Look at 4 and 5. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them." This was a command. It wasn't just a good suggestion. "He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. You wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard. You've heard this from me,'" red letter edition. "For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Now, there's only one problem there as these people went up to wait in the upper room, and they waited with peace. Though Mary was in there with those that denied her son, I believe it was totally peaceful because it says they were in one mind and one accord. So they were in agreement. But it says, Jesus said to them, and they could take every word he said to the bank. I mean, his word was tried and true. It was just true, period, because he is truth. He said, "The Holy Spirit will come on you not many days from now." And see, the problem with us, if Jesus said not many days from now, I'd want to know how many. How many days am I going to have to wait in there with them? But he didn't tell them. So they waited one day, 2 days, three. And wouldn't you think about the seventh or eighth or the ninth day, they're thinking, "Jesus, I know you never lied, but wow, we're standing here a long, long time." Now, you and I know how it happened, but I heard Parker say the other day, he got excited about something that happened, and he said, "Man," he says he was talking about something at school, and he went, "Boom!" Just means it happened. Boom. So they're in there in the upper room, and some are probably sitting on the floor eating. Some may be laying on the floor taking a nap. Some are praying because they prayed night and day, so they had to have a little sleep somewhere. But it says all of a sudden, this sound came in there, and it must have sounded like a tornado. My cousins in Texas will tell me that when a tornado comes, it's wild and it sounds like a plane taking off or something. And this sound came in there, and it was so loud, it was so powerful, that people all over outside came running down there to the upper room to see what in the world is going on in there. Well, when he came in, the noise was on. He came in, and then it says when he got there, that these tongues of fire set upon each one of them. It was just like fire. And then he started talking through them. And he started talking in foreign languages. And many, the Bible says, of the disciples were ignorant and they were unlearned. And yet here they are, and the people from the outside ran in and they said, "What? What are these sounds we hear? Aren't they all Galileans? They can't speak Persian. They can't speak this. They can't speak that." And there were, I think, you can count them, 14, 18, something like that, different nationalities or races that were there in the upper room or gathered outside. And they're hearing these guys, and they're not just talking gibberish. At first, they thought it was gibberish. But oh, no. The Holy Ghost came in. God sent him from heaven, and he is a guest. Can you imagine someone from heaven coming in person on the earth and manifesting himself? So here he came. Now he's talking through them. The sound has already happened, and now they're all speaking different kind of languages. You want to take a look at those? Let's do. Go over to Acts chapter 2. Yeah, let's go down to Kathy chapter 2. Oh, look at verse 5. "And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven." Some of these are Pharisees, Sadducees, you know, the old Jewish Orthodox men, totally under the law of Moses. "And when this sound occurred, look, the multitude came together and they were all confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and they marveled and they said one to another, 'Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? How is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia." Ooh, I shouldn't have started reading these. They're wild. "Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews, both and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." They weren't just rattling. They were talking the wonderful works of God. And they were prophesying. And they're giving them the gospel in a nutshell in their own languages. And verse 12 says, "So they were all amazed and they were perplexed, saying to one another, 'What could this mean?'" What could this possibly mean? Where did you hear that last in the Word? Over when the manna started falling out of heaven and the people looked at that and they said, "What is this?" I'm going to tell you, folks, it won't be very, very many days from now that the world is going to look on at us and they're going to say, "What is this? What are they doing? They've heard us speak. We've had our tongues. We call it a heavenly language. This was a Holy Ghost language." Could it be that in this hour, because it said it would be like this, because this promise, Jesus said, just go wait for the promise of the Father, and they wasn't quite sure what that promise was going to be. And he said, now John baptized with water, but not many days from now, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And they're like, what? What did he mean? They didn't get it either. But I want to stop right here, though I've got to show you this, because look at verse 39, please, Kathy. Pull me down to verse 39, chapter 2, verse 39. So this promise, you say, yeah, but that was just to them back then. That filling of the Holy Ghost, that was all for them. It's not for us today. Really? Okay, what are we going to do with verse 39? Well, the promise is to you. He's talking to them, the people that are in the room with him, Peter speaking. This promise that Jesus said was coming, and now we've seen that it came, it's to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. To you and your children, to all who are afar off, and as many as the Lord our God will call. How many in this room is called of God? You know you are. You wouldn't be sitting in this place if you weren't called. He's called us. And you know what? We're way out there. Man, we're afar off. We're 2,000 years down the road from this. We're way out there, far off. But look at verse 16. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, just in case you want to know what Joel said. He said, it will come to pass in the last days, says God, that I'll pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will dream dreams. Well, was he just talking about them? No, he's talking about us who were afar off. Your sons and your daughter. Your grandsons, your granddaughters. You say, I can't imagine that. You don't know where my grandson is. You don't know where my son, how lost they are. Listen, folks, we've been living in the last days ever since then. That's the last days, Brother Jane. It started when the Holy Ghost came in. We were birthed right there. So everything changed right there. I mean, everything from law to grace. Everything changed. So here you go. He says, well, and then you have some people saying, oh, you know, that church, I don't know if I can buy all that because, you know, if I speak in tongues, I'll just be in the flesh. If, you know, they're just down there dancing or praising, they're in the flesh. Well, let me read this to you again. I will pour out of my spirit on what? All flesh. I'll make your flesh enjoy what the spirit is wanting to do. See, our spirit is willing, but our flesh is like, I don't know about that. Well, he didn't ask us. He just said, that's what I'm going to do in the last hours. You say, well, if he's going to do it, then what happened? Well, I'm going to tell you everything changed here. For about 200 years, but after 200 years, I wouldn't have wanted to be there. Just started to dissipate. The people got familiar with the Holy Ghost works. They got familiar with the words of Peter where he said, he will be in you and he'll be with you. He'll always be in you and he'll be with you. They got familiar even with the words that Jesus talked about. In John chapter 14, 15, and 16, you want to know more about the Holy Ghost, go from about chapter 12 of John all the way through, especially 14 and through 16. John said that, well, Jesus actually said this in the book of John, it's written in red. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, he will be your comforter. He will comfort you. And look at the people of God today. So many are not comforted. So many don't have any peace of God in their hearts. And he said, he will be your guide and he will lead you and direct you. And yet we look like an old house I lived in maybe when I was a little girl, where you had the light bulb up in the ceiling with no lamp, no shade thing on it. And there was a string hanging down. And when it was dark, you just had to get up and you had to feel for that string. And he said, I don't want you guys groping for the wall like a blind man. Don't act like you're all blind. I can lead you. I can guide you. I can convict you. And see, the Holy Spirit still convicts people. But the people got so familiar with what had happened. You know, they talked about that sound and they talked about those foreign tongues and they talked about all this and they talked about it and they lived it and they walked it, but they got so familiar with it, they just forgot about it. After 200 years, Catholicism began to come in. Quite a different doctrine. And that's Roman Catholicism begin to take over. And I've been reading the New Testament through, and it takes me a long time because I study. So I usually read about one chapter in the morning. I wouldn't start my day. I wouldn't start it without praying and getting a piece of the word in me. Just get a chapter. Just put something in there. You have to. You just have to. So I've been reading through the New Testament, and I got to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John this week. Took me a long time, just those three little postcards. And you know what John was saying there? And I don't want to get off my subject of Pentecost. But John said in John chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, he said, look, I wanted to talk to you guys about salvation. About the basics. I just want to talk to you about that. But he said, I'm not even going to be able to do that. I am going to have to talk to you about these false teachers that have come by. The false teachers. I mean, they were giving them all kinds of direction and all kinds of crazy doctrines. And Peter had already told them. Peter said, look, if somebody comes to your door and they bring you a different doctrine than what we have taught you, shut the door. And yet some of you will let a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon come to your door and you'll try to sweet talk them. One guy, I know, he used to invite them in to sit down at his table. I'm like, brother, you can't do that. The Bible says you don't do that. If they have another doctrine, you shut the door. Because you can give them a scripture, but they're just going to send it up to Brooklyn and get it reinterpreted through the watchtower. Okay? But I tell you today, church, This is not anything new to you. But I'll tell you, this was a cloudburst of the glory that came in. When he came in, it was like a cloudburst out of heaven. And I wanted to declare to you today, and I believe that I can, because I believe if he said this promises to you, I think that there will be a day where we will speak in foreign languages. I've watched people speak in tongues that don't speak good English. Speak in tongues one minute and cuss the next minute. So what is that? He said when the Holy Ghost comes, he will give you power to be a witness. And we're not even good witnesses. I'm talking about all of us. But in this hour, he is going to kick the doors open of his church. That was the very darkest hour when Jesus died. It was very, very dark on the earth. If I went to there today, I'd have to spend the rest of my time talking about how dark it was. But in 10 days, they waited in the upper room. 10 days, Glenda, the Holy Ghost came in, kicked the doors open and said, I'm here. They'd never heard anything like it, never seen anything like it. They'd never spoken in foreign languages. Same thing's getting ready to happen. All over the world. COVID came in because the devil knows his time is short. So he always has a substitute to try to jump ahead of God. Because Isaiah 60 says, when darkness covers the earth and gross darkness covers the people. Would you say gross darkness is on the people right now? Now we can talk about America because we live here. We know what America does. It's just crazy. Darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness, people. He said this. My glory will be seen on you. You who? All flesh, your sons, your daughters, you. It'll be seen on you. I just can't believe he would use me that way. Oh, just wait. Just wait until you walk down here to, maybe you walk into Town and Country Market. You walk into one of those Chinese sweet people. Walk up there to that meat market, and you just start talking Chinese. They're like, she's white, she's an Okie, she can't talk like this. And yet, instead of saying, could I have a pound of meat or three steaks, you're going to say, Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? In Chinese. Can anyone believe that with me? Thank you. We're in the last, the last days, and we are flesh. And I want that cloudburst in here. And it happened just like he said. He filled their bodies. Look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 2, Kathy. Let me just read it real quick. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And you should have seen us this morning. I had so many bosses with these guys around here. Everybody wanting to know what to do. We were anything but one accord this morning. Those poor men got here, bless their hearts. They didn't have any flags. I wanted to say, with all my femininity, dudes, did you bring your flags? We have no flags. We didn't know we were supposed to bring flags. Where'd you get those flags you used to come with? You had them. I have no flags. No, you had flags. Well, the reason I didn't know about it, because Paul Sherrod took care of the whole deal. So Paul goes off to South Carolina. I didn't know where the flags were. So Arnie was here in those days. Arnie says, well, maybe they're in the closet. He said, well, I can, one of those guys, I'll run down to the vet building, see if I can find some. I said, hold on. He went and got them. There they were, right there. I'm telling you, we had that thing just spinning. David walks in. He's got a thought. Robert comes in. He wants to know. Kathy wants to know, where's my list? Rick's got the list. Where's the list? Well, I told Kathy to get it. Well, Lyndall! I'm just saying. It's okay. It's the day of Pentecost. Why wouldn't that happen on the day of Pentecost? You guys, listen, I love you all so much, and you know I love you. Let me apologize in front of everybody, because when I get too many voices, I can't handle it. You know, I'm 50 now. I just can't handle that kind of stuff. And don't laugh either. I'll get mad at you. But it is a little nerve-wracking, especially when I don't know what's going on. Okay, now I'm off course. I didn't want to do that. How did I get there? Oh, talking about one accord. Give me 5 more minutes. You got 5 more minutes? All right. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They were just sitting there. And there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled. With the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And that's when the church was birthed. Now, let me come here, and I just want to say this. You say, Pastor, we know, we watch the news. I know, but I'm going to tell you something. If John talked about this mess, and Peter talked about the mess, and he gave warning of false teachers, and Jesus said, you go tell that fox, I don't mind talking about the mess we've got in America. So let me just run a couple things by. This promise is made to us all. And you're saying, okay, I'm looking at John, and he's saying, my goodness, false teachers are all over. You guys that come in like wolves in sheep's clothing, you got to stay close to God. And I looked at that, and I thought, my Lord, John, if you'd been here with us, you wouldn't even believe what's happening in America today. You wouldn't believe what our president and his men are standing with. There's such delusions. I mean, it's just growing, it seems. Every day it's manifesting. I mean, when Target puts all their junk out in the front to bring confusion to the babies, not the parents, and the people have to rise up and say, get your stuff out of here. We don't want it. Thank God, I think it was Lance Waldo that said, one day the people of the world will stand together with the church. Because you know what? There's a lot of good moral people out there that's going to stand up and protect their pea patch. They're going to protect their home and their little ones. Who would ever even think that this government we have today would protect criminals and convict the innocent? Send the innocent to jail, but protect the criminals. Who would think they would change the laws of this land? And even the Bible says in Daniel, they would think to change the laws of God. God said marriage between a man and a woman. Well, they wiped that off for our state anyway. Marriages now can be two men, two women. Nobody fears God anymore. Well, some of us do. How about when the Supreme Court judge cannot define what a woman is? Going on our Supreme Court and ask her, what is a woman? Well, I don't know. Couldn't she have just said a grown-up little girl? I mean, something simple. Government leaders agreeing that men can have babies. That's one of the men. Can men have the babies? The woman says, I don't know. And the commentator said, what? You don't know? Government leaders, not only change the law of marriage, but change your gender. And let the little guys change it down here if they're 7 years old and in school. We don't have to tell your mom and daddy. Maybe you're not really a boy. Maybe you're not really a girl. Who would ever think that we live in such a delusional age? Sending spies into the Catholic churches. Oh, they tried to get by with it, but guess what? Some good old Joe stood up and said, no, you don't. Thank God for the conservative movement. That's not going to happen. If they would have gotten by with sending them to the Catholic Church, they would have sent them right into any Christian church. They don't like Christian churches anyway. To think of how they're abusing the children. I won't even go there. That hurts me. I can't even say it. I can't even listen to it. The legalizing of marijuana and drugs. And now wanting... Did you hear they even want to legalize fentanyl? Sheriff, do you hear that? They want to... legalized fentanyl, but they finally have come up with some good laws, I think, against it just this week, just Friday. Legalizing drugs, legalizing all these things, saying, oh, it's medical. Well, how's that working out for San Francisco? How's that working out for L.A.? You know, I drive over there on Henderson, and I said to Lainey, my sister, the other day, I said, why do some of those homeless people just stand over their carts like this? They look like they're asleep. They're dealing with homeless all the time. And they said when they take the drug, it just puts them to sleep. After a few minutes, they're just like zombies. In fact, I heard a commentator talking yesterday, a journalist, on the people in San Francisco, how they're just asleep. They're like zombies. They're zombies. And they could know Jesus. And I'm telling you, I believe the glory that's coming in this house will make us witnesses to go and win them to the Lord. And those that don't turn their hearts to God, you know the judgment that's coming. And now to think the Bud Light and Target. Why would a beer company, if you're wanting to attract the men that you usually have, don't put what you put on the front of the beer can? You want to attract people, don't do what Disneyland's doing with the transgenders. If you want to sell your product, you want to keep selling Sports Illustrated. I don't want you guys to read it, but how could these guys, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot. Target lost all this money. The beer company lost all this money, billions of dollars, when they shot themselves in the foot. And then you know what they did? Yeah, you know what they did. They doubled down and shot themselves in the other foot. They could keep going. Maybe you'll just shoot the whole thing away. Lord, forgive me. It's crazy. They're declaring Christians, parents, terrorists. What? parents of our sweet children just wanting to go to a school board meeting. But we see the Holy Ghost. You know what he's doing right now? He's making visitations all over the earth. It's as though he is in the lineup and he's going to certain places and he's just, we're in the lineup. So I wait for him. You wait for him. I mean, he will get to us. Now, COVID came in like a mighty wind. And it could be that he's going to come and hit the whole place like that. But you say, well, will he be outdone by the devil? No, he is never outdone. It's just that Satan tries to jump ahead of him because he knows his time is short. Okay, I just want to leave you with this. Now, there's many news broadcasts that are having to preach. They are having to declare testimonies. Have you heard some of the testimonies going on? God help me. God help me. Some of these women on Fox are writing Christian books about Christian women of the Bible and prayers. So they are preaching the gospel on the air somewhat. But they're not finished yet. This thing is going to be big. So I just want to tell you, folks, we're going to come to the table of the Lord now. But just stay under the blood. Just stay under the blood. Stay white. Stay pure. Stay holy. Stay with what you know is right. And keep your children in the ways of the Lord. And listen, if you've noticed that you're getting a little slack in your ways and you're saying things you didn't used to say and you're doing things you didn't used to do and you're going places you didn't used to go, just be careful and check yourself. And if you feel conviction, you know who that is? It's him. It's the Holy Ghost. See, they didn't have to make that experience happen. He did it all on his own. He came all in. So you offer up to him, Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you the years I have left. I'll give you my time. I'll give you the mess. I told him this morning I was over here. I said, Lord, you know, I mean, that was just a little thing with the guys. You know, they said, well, we don't know what we're doing either. I said, well, then we'll just do it together. And it was a little thing. But you know what? I said, Lord, I offer up the mess to you. I offer up everything we do to you. And you know what he said to me? He just let my heart know, it's good. I love it all. It's in my house, and you honored those that went before. Would you stand with me this morning? Kathy, give me Romans 8:11. I want us to read that together. Romans 8:11. Would you read it with me? But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. You say, Pastor, I just feel like I've got a lethargic spirit. I'm half asleep spiritually. Well, there it is. Jesus was laying there dead in that grave. He couldn't get himself up. It was the Holy Ghost in him that got him up. We can't get ourselves up. It's him. And he said, if he dwells in you, he'll quicken your body. And Jesus said, greater works than I did, you'll do. Does anyone believe that with me? Greater works, hallelujah. Well, Father, we bless your name today. I thank you, Lord, for being so good and so wonderful to your people. Lord, we have come now to your table. And Lord, I pray that today, just like you kept the people on the blood of that little spotless lamb, you have kept us by the blood of Jesus. And I pray now, even before we drink of the cup and eat of your body, that you would release healing throughout this crowd right now, Lord. Release healing to us. And release your new wine. And forgive us, Lord. Forgive every sin in this room. Forgive us and wash us and cleanse us. Keep us. We give you praise. Let us take the bread of life. John said, your fathers, they ate the bread that came down from heaven. They ate the manna and they're dead. But he said, now you're eating off my body. You shall live. Here's your body, Jesus. It was broken for us. It is fellowship with you. Today's Memorial Day. We honored those who died and shed their blood on this land for our freedom. So, Lord, we offer up. Your body died too. The only difference in your body dying and the blood you shed, it's healing blood, it's forgiving blood. And you got up out of that grave to make sure we get our inheritance. And we give you praise today in Jesus' name. Let us partake together of the Lord's body. Hallelujah. And receive your healing. Thank you, Jesus. He said, as often as you do this, remember me. Remember what I did for you. Do you remember when he forgave you of your sins? Do you remember all that? Remember where you were when he took that sin out and how you felt when it disappeared, when it left? You remember how you feel when it tries to come back and you have conviction and you talk to him and it goes away. Jesus, we lift your blood high. You said, this is my cup, my blood that was shed for you. May our sins be washed and cleansed forever. Oh, yes, Lord, you said, your sins I will remember no more. In Jesus' name, we drink of our redemption today. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Would you give him praise this morning? Hallelujah. Just thank him for what he's done. Come on, just thank him. By faith, receive your healing. By faith, just take it right there at your seat. He came into them right where they were sitting. Right where they were sitting. Holy Spirit, you gave each one of those people in there their own fire. You gave them their own light, their own warmth. The people of Israel had a pillar of fire, and yet you gave them a fire, and you have given us a fire. It's Jesus inside us. It's Holy Spirit is you in us. We love you, Jesus. You said we are the light of the world, and the only way we're the light of the world is through the Holy Ghost. We praise you, wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. We will bless the Lord. Say hello to a few people as you leave. Make sure you have a little fellowship. Let me give you a blessing today. May the Lord bless you. I want to say with the Deuteronomy 28 blessings, may you be above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. May your basket and your store be full. May the blessings of the Lord chase you down, overwhelm you, and overtake you. I bless your finances. I bless your families. May you be blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Lord, bless and keep your sweet people in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you. Thanks for being here today. Happy Pentecost.